We continue with the On Deck Show from Purdue Stadium. Pleased to be joined now by pitcher Nestor Hermann. Nestor, thanks for taking a few moments with us here. First month of the season is through here. You're off to a great start here with the Shorebirds. How would you describe the way this year has gone for you so far?
Yeah, no, of course. It's going well. Just sticking to the process, the routine every day, and just sticking with that and hammering that. That's all I can control. So,
you know, typically around this time for guys who were draft picks last year, we ask, what was it like getting your feet wet last year? But it was a little different for you. You didn't get to pitch in the organization after you were drafted. So kind of getting your first taste of it this season, what have you really learned about professional hitters through your first few outings?
Yeah, no, I love the environment. I don't really see any difference. I'm just really I don't really care who's in the box. I'm just out there to do what I do. And just try to do that every time I go out there.
What are some of the things maybe you've learned from the Orioles, in particular from the coaching staff here, since you've really began the season?
Just sticking to the process, you know. They just keep don't change a thing. Just keep trusting the process, and things will come our way.
Before the season, I asked you about the pitches you threw. A splitter was one that really stuck out to me when you answered that question for me, and it seemed like it was really working for you in particular on Sunday when you pitched last against Fredericksburg. So how important is that pitch for you, and how has it really come along for you through the years?
No, yeah, it's a new pitch. I learned it in the summer last year and worked towards it this off season. No, it's really nice to have that pitch in my arsenal so I can go after lefties. So, yeah, it's been fun to throw it, and I'm getting really, really good results with it, so I'm excited for that pitch.
How did it come about learning to throw it? Because it is such a unique pitch. You don't see a lot of guys throw it, but it's one that gets you a lot of outs and those mismatches against lefties, as you said.
Yeah, so I can't throw a changeup. So I tried to throw a changeup my whole life pretty much, and it wouldn't work for me. It was too jumpy. So Carter Capps, my pitching coach in college, he was like, let's just try to throw a splitty. And I threw it and came out in a good shape. So we just kept working on it, keep getting comfortable with it. And now it's pretty, I like it a lot, and I like throwing it.
Has it been a pitch the Orioles have really taken a point of emphasis with since you've gotten with the team here?
Yeah, they for sure. Yeah, they let me know going into my offseason. We want to make sure we develop that. So, yeah, for sure.
You know, through the start of the season here, you've been piggybacking with Braxton Bragg, and most of your starts are relief appearance back on Sunday, and you both have been throwing the ball very well over the last few weeks or so. What's it like working with a guy like that who's having very similar success, and you two are both rolling on the mound right now?
Yeah, no, I love working with Braxton. We go out there and just get our work done. We're both very focused. I believe we're both very hard workers, and we care about this, so it's awesome to have a guy like that to go to work with every day.
And this pitching staff as a whole has really thrived through the first month of the season. What's it been like working with the rest of the guys on this pitching staff, and maybe the pitching coach as well, Andy Sadowski, who's had a lot of rave reviews from the pitchers I've talked to?
Oh, yeah, I love everyone, every one of my teammates. You know, everyone's really, really nice people and really, really good baseball players. But aside from that, they're really, really good people to hang out with. So, yeah, and Andy has been awesome, too. He's just we get really good input from him, and yeah, he's also a really good person, which I love.
We're talking with pitcher Nestor Hermann. Nestor, before I let you go, coming from Seattle University, you're also a native of the city as well. So what was it like for you to pitch your whole college career right in your hometown of Seattle for the Pioneers?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I love being an underdog or coming from somewhere where not a lot of people know about, because it gives you the opportunity to show out for that place. So yeah, I love coming out here and representing my university, representing the guys down there, the coaching staff.
Nestor, we really appreciate the time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Nestor Hermann, pitcher for the Delmarva Shorebirds. We're back with lineups and first pitch after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.